The next patient is Nancy Bandy. The last name is B-A-N-D-Y. This is the clinical case of a 63-year-old white female. Is a patient of Dr. Cook, C-O-O-K, that is referred to this office because of the presence of arterial hypertension that has required more than 3 medications in order to control him. In talking to the patient, the blood pressure has been in the 130 over 80, 130 over 60 most of the time, and she has been on a diazide in combination with losartan 100 milligrams, diltiazem 180 milligrams twice a day, a clonidine 0.1 milligram BID. Period. The patient is being studied The patient is asymptomatic. We are going to request the basic workup, which is bilateral renal Doppler ultrasound. Urinalysis. Protein creatinine in the urine, microalbumin creatinine ratio, aldosterone renin ratio, serum aldosterone, and plasma renin activity. Period. For the hyperlipidemia, we're going to request the liquid lipid panel. For the diabetes mellitus, we spend a great deal of time with the patient talking about the prevention more than therapies. The patient was recommended to go in a plant-based diet, avoid the use of salt, and a fluid restriction of 1500 cc's in 24 hours. We are going to reevaluate the case after that. A chest CT has been ordered, and a finding was thyroid nodules that have to be evaluated. This is a new activity that is happening, and we are recommending the primary care to refer the patient to endocrinology for the evaluation of the thyroid nodules. We are going to continue with the same medications. The patient has hyperlipidemia, but I am sure that if the patient follows the plant-based diet, we will be able to discontinue the use of simvastatin. We're going to reevaluate the case in about 6 weeks with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for your cardiac referral.